There is also another important message of Purim is that there is actually a medical ethics Purim lesson. One of the most important lessons of Purim, some argue the lesson of the Megillah, is a medical ethics lesson. Here it goes. Here's what it is. There, and I'll tell it based on a story. There was a story that really happened. Rabbi Soloveitchik told the story that in Vilna, there was a great rabbi named Rav Mann. But what happened was, in his shul, there was a shul one morning, there was someone who was a meshumad, someone who had left the shul and converted out. He wasn't Jewish anymore, and he wanted to get the Jews in trouble. So he knew before the holiday of Hoshana Rabbah, that's when we smashed the Ravos on the ground, you know, before he knew that the Jews look so silly when they do that, and it's a good time to frame them. So he went into the church of the town in Vilna the night before and took out some icons and put them into the Aron Kodesh. And then he brought back the authorities the next day, and they when they were smashing the Aravos, he quickly brought them and said, "Look what the Jews are doing. Why do you think they're doing this?" And he said, "Come." They open up the Aron Kodesh, everyone's facing, and it said, "Look, they stole the icons from the church, and they're belittling them and smashing these Aravos on the ground, and it's an all ritual that they do against Christianity, and they should be punished." And the authorities agreed, "Oh, this is horrible. How could they be doing this?" And they rounded them all up and took them to prison. And they knew it was a very unjust legal system there, and they knew that they were going to get harsh punishment. In fact, they announced that they were going to get death penalty. They were going to kill them all for such a horrible act of treason. Thing was, that rabbi, Rav Mann, was not there that day. He went to the early minyan, I guess, probably. He wasn't at the minyan. And he finds out that his whole shul has been rounded up to be killed. And he realized, as he thought about it, "I'm their rabbi," meaning I'm the one person who could go to the authorities and tell them, "Don't blame them. It was me. I put it there. They didn't even know about it. It's my fault. Take me instead." No one else could come say that, because why would they believe them? But as the rabbi, I could make that claim. So that now he had a big dilemma. Should I go and take the blame for all the people and then get killed, right, but give my life for my people? So he really didn't know what to do, so he went to speak to another rabbi. His name is Rabbi Shmuel Acharon. He asked him, "What should I do? Should I give my life for my community? One life for the whole community?" And the rabbi said, "This is too hard of a question. I don't know what to do. This is a really hard question." But he said, "You know, the Vilna Gaon was alive, the great, great rabbi. He said, I can get into him. I can get a connection to get in to ask him a question. Don't do anything until I ask the Vilna Gaon what to do." So the Rav Mann went back home, but obviously he couldn't sleep and he couldn't relax because he was so anxious, and he was pacing and pacing. And then finally he realized, "I know what to do. I know what I have to do." Because he opened the book of Esther. He went back to Rav Shmuel Acharon's house and he said, "Don't ask the Vilna Gaon." He said, "I didn't ask him yet. Wait, just wait. I'll ask him soon. As soon as I can get in, I'll ask him." He says, No, don't ask him. I decided what to do. It says it in the book of Esther. He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "In the book of Esther, Mordechai tells Esther that she's the one who has the chance to save her people. Only she could do it. She's the one married to the king. She can do it." And then Esther says, "I will do it." She says, first says, "Sumo alai, pray for me, fast for me. V'chasher avadati, avadati. And if I die, I die." But she risked her life. And then Rav Mann said, "I'm doing it." He went in. He went to the police station. He said, "You have the wrong people. None of them knew about this. I'm the rabbi. I put it there. Take me instead." They agreed with that. They sent them all free. They took him. It was now in Shmini Atzeres, the holiday after Hashanah Rabbah. They tortured him until Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres till Shavuos. 9 months. They tortured him. And then on Shavuos, they publicly executed the rabbi. In fact, the reason we know about this was because from that time, for a few hundred years, until the Holocaust, till Vilna was destroyed as a Jewish community, there was a Kel Mali Rachmi memorial prayer that was said in Vilna every Shavuot. And it was named Rav Mann ben Rav Mann, and people told the story because they said that prayer. Now no one says that prayer anymore because the community was destroyed, sadly. Another thing we lost in the Holocaust, you know. But the question was, Rav Soloveitchik tells a story. He says, "I knew about this because I once visited Vilna as a child, and I heard this Kel Mali, and I asked my father, my grandparents, you know, the great rabbis that they were, what's the story?" They told me a story. And I said, "Well, what's the right thing?" He said, "We had a tradition in our family that, you know, they never asked the Vilna Gaon. We don't know what he would have said. But we had a tradition in our family that he did the right thing. It was the right thing. That is what the halacha demands. In fact, that is the halacha of the Megillah. The main halacha, the main message of the whole Megillah is that a person should be willing to risk their life for their community. Which these types of questions come up. You know, I mean, during COVID, there was questions about different, you know, research trials and different ways that, you know, doctors risking themselves. And like, should a person, now, we never say that someone is obligated to risk themselves, but if you have a case where no one else can do it and you're the one person, do you even have permission? Because normally we'd say, you should risk yourself for others, but you shouldn't kill yourself for others. But for the entire community, for a broader community, for a large group of people, they actually argue that it would be a mitzvah to do it. Not an obligation, but it would be a mitzvah. And so that's the medical ethics lesson from the Megillah. So there's always something that we can learn from each holiday that's relevant here in the hospital.